Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In my belief is that people want to create security in their life and they also want comfort. So you could be renting and you could have quite a comfortable lifestyle, whatever that may mean to you. But if you actually want to create long-term security in your life, you need to be investing. Hey!
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode on Property Investory, we continue the conversation with Peter Mastriani, founder of Loans Only, author, and rent vesting expert. He shares with us the strategy, mindset, and inspiration that helped him achieve investing success. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Inspiration from others altered Mastriani's mindset around his property investing, as well as his priorities of collaboration over success as he got older. But what was holding him back at the start of his career?
Probably just myself and where I was at that time in my life. I was probably more interested in going out and going overseas and traveling and doing, you know, what I thought was radical things at the time. So I didn't really have a strong commitment to investing at the time. I wish I did, but I didn't. But I guess it's probably individuals that I met probably when I was around 26, 27, 28 that have been quite influential on my life and the way that I think about things and approach things that probably made an impact for what I've gone on to actually do. And like I said, I don't strive to have that 20 or 50 property portfolio, but I do strive to try and stretch myself professionally and give back and collaborate with others because I know that the rule of reciprocity will come back and hopefully, you know, shower lots of goodwill on that as well.
His focus on his mindset has allowed Mastriani to realize his own potential and change his way of thinking.
You don't realize what your actual potential is until you start focusing your attention on it. And, you know, you'll gravitate to what you're thinking about. So, you know, if you can actually catch yourself in a thought, as silly as that sounds, but you'll realize how much rubbish can sometimes actually go through your head and how that impacts what appears or manifests within your life. So if you are able to grasp that, you know, you can really realize your potential, I believe anyway.
Mastriani's first mentor not only played a key role in the beginning of Mastriani's investing career, but was distinctive in his own life.
A job at the time, my boss, who was a good guy, said we can either pay you your bonus or you can have coaching, and we'll pay for your coaching. And I decided to take the coaching. I don't know why at the time, but I decided that that's what I wanted to do. And I'm very fortunate to have made that decision. I I was introduced to a man called Colin, my Uncle Colin, and I would meet with him for 2 hours on a Friday afternoon, and we did so for, you know, an extended period of time, and it was the time of the week that I most looked forward to. So he was an interesting guy. He was, I think at the time, he might have been around my dad's age. So he was in his early or late 50s, early 60s or so, but had lived a pretty interesting life. He ducked his university at the time. I think from memory, he had studied architecture and received a bursary to go study overseas, but he used that money to go to Burma, and he became a monk. And he lived as a monk for many years and went to India on a yoga retreat and met a woman and decided that he was going to give up the robes, and he went back to Melbourne. I know this sounds extreme, but this is his life. And he got married and had kids and ended up working in the Big Four and moved into property development himself, and then got divorced, almost lost it all. And, you know, so from
having Colin as his mentor inspired his outlook and ultimate direction of his investing career.
It was pretty intriguing to, you know, hear his outlook on life and where you needed to be focusing your attention at, which is something that I'm very mindful of doing. So that individual was, pretty pivotal in terms of the direction that I've since taken.
That's great. You kind of got me on the edge of my seat going, so, okay, what happened to this guy now that what's he done? How did he get into coaching you? That's what really is interesting me actually at the moment.
My boss at the time had him as a coach, and my boss introduced me to Colin, and that was several years ago now, but a lot of that has stayed with me, and the practices that he instilled in me I try to keep up and do today.
Even after having such an impactful mentor, Mastriani still seeks out guidance to continue developing his investing strategy.
Mainly on property investing side, so I work with Luke Harris and Matt Bateman from the Property Mentors down in Melbourne there, who do a terrific job. And I've learned a lot about them, which has probably shifted my focus in terms of looking at alternative strategies rather than just going out and buying a residential property and sitting on it. There's lots of other cool stuff that you can actually do to generate cash flow and capital growth out there. So they've got some unique vehicles for that. But in terms of other business coaches or life coaches, no, not at the moment, but having that experience that I just mentioned, it's something that I feel is very important to maintain. And there's lots of people out there who say they're a coach, I'm sure they legitimately do a good job, but having that experience, it's kind of I'm choosy in terms of who I want to work with, just because it was left such an impact on my life.
The advice of Mastriani's first coach, Colin, has stayed with him and continues to inspire him to this day.
Where's your attention at? That was something that Colin had instilled with me. So that was kind of his parting words when our time was up. And it's like, if I could just leave with one thing, or the everlasting coach, it's just to be mindful of where your attention's at, which is what I mentioned earlier, because what you end up focusing your attention on is what you create. So if you can direct your attention to what you truly want, then it has a funny way of actually showing up in your life.
Why would you recommend to people that they should get a coach as well?
Because you don't know what you don't know. Lots of people know enough to be dangerous, but which is great, and lots of people like to do it themselves, and I think all power to you, but working with someone who has excelled at doing what it is that you're interested in is great to learn from, and learning is something that you need to be continuously doing, I believe, in your life to grow. And if you can partner with someone that has done it well and you would like to emulate, you know, go along for the journey with them, because it can actually very quickly speed up your results, rather than trying to do it the hard way, which is, you know, trying to do it yourself and making lots of mistakes along the way.
Mastroianni's focus on his finances led him to adopt rent vesting as his primary investing strategy.
Look, the nuts and bolts of it is pretty simple. As you know, I'm a strong advocate of the rent vesting strategy, and you know, I house shared predominantly through my 20s, and I did buy property on the side, and I like to think that I had a good lifestyle, holidayed, socialized, whatever. I'm married and got kids now, and no, I still keep up that strategy as well, because I don't believe that investing in your property and living in that capacity is a good wealth creation vehicle, because it's expensive. No one takes into account how much money they actually spend on their interest repayments. No one remembers how much money they actually invested into renovations that didn't actually add any significant value in terms of capital value to the property. No one remembers how much time they invest in mowing the lawn each week. They don't factor that labor in to the equation. So I think it's important to realize that if you want to own your own home, then that's great. You know, it's a really inspiring thing to do, but it's really expensive. And just to be mindful of factoring all those things into account. Otherwise, you'll end up like myself and my mistake that I mentioned earlier about overcapitalizing and
having to sell.
yeah, because you've overcommitted yourself. That's right. So that's the nuts and bolts of my strategy, pretty simply.
Excellent. So why do you think, this is just an opinion, and we both have probably biased opinions, is why do you think people really want to own their own home?
Because it's been indoctrinated into our belief system that it's the right thing to do. And it legitimately is, you know, owning your own home is something aspirational that you should strive to. But I think the important thing to remember is that if you are currently renting, you need to be investing. So what it all comes down to, in my belief, is that people want to create security in their life, and they also want comfort. So you could be renting and you could have quite a comfortable lifestyle, whatever that may mean to you. But if you actually want to create long-term security in your life, you need to be investing.
After the break, Mastroianni takes us through the role of saving in a successful investing strategy.
I think it's really important just to invest and importantly, invest with the money that you can actually afford to do so with.
The resources he uses to keep up to date in the investing world.
I don't get caught up with all the bashing that takes place, that, you know, the doom and gloom, because, you know, that's there to sell papers. But I like to read widely around property and finance.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, podcast listeners, I just wanted to let you know about the podcast show notes I've created for you that you can download at freepropertyresource.com. Inside these show notes, I've included a full summary, details of the resources recommended, plus much, much more. Just go to freepropertyresource.com to grab it now. It's free, and it'll make the rest of the episode so much more impactful. Again, that's freepropertyresource.com. Now back to the show. Because of his adoption of the rent vesting strategy, Mastroianni places huge importance of safe saving habits.
And if that means that you're just chipping in a small amount of money on a regular basis into a managed fund or something that's low risk to start growing, a nest egg to continue to leverage off, it's really important to do. Otherwise, you'll just find yourself that you are in this trap of a rental cycle and you don't actually acquire or build anything. So I think it's really important just to invest and importantly, invest with the money that you can actually afford to do so with. It doesn't have to be in property, you know, in shares or invest in yourself or invest in a business or, you know, I just think that it's very important to build that on the side in order to create that comfort and security in life that we all want and deserve.
Taking the time to appreciate the important things in his life is important to Mastroianni in his success in property.
It's to, I guess, work towards my goals or my choices that I make, and it's largely to be healthy, wealthy and wise and try to do good in my life and for my wife and for my little girl as well. That's probably what a habit that I've had in terms of just reiterating to myself what's important and practicing some gratitude, because there's a lot to be thankful for in my life, and you know, things can be going up the crapper, but there's always lots of good stuff that's around you, and having an appreciation for that is something that's pretty good.
Research and establishing the fundamentals are also key contributors to his success, and what he recommends to newcomer investors.
I would consume as much information as you can bear to put up with. Everyone has a pretty wide view, and there's lots of experts out in the market that'll profess, you know, to a certain strategy. But and that's great, because you know there's lots of ways to approach it. But I think, you know, if you're drawn to something, you know, keep with it. Otherwise, just keep walking. But it's good to have a pretty wide view of what's available and you know how you can actually build wealth through different strategies in the marketplace. But do the fundamentals right, which is, you know, keep on top of your commitments and be mindful of what your cash flow is and get your debt structures correctly and get that established correctly from the get-go. There's a bit of work, a bit more work involved in that process, but it should serve you well in the long term.
So, what kind of information does Mastroianni use, and how does he stay up to date?
I read lots of blog articles, or you know, consume a lot of content from the internet, but it's largely content around property. More so about what's actually happening in the market at this point in time in terms of specific geographical areas that are of interest, and what's happening within the lending market. I don't get caught up with all the bashing that takes place, that, you know, the doom and gloom, because, you know, that's there to sell papers. But I like to read widely around property and finance and consume content from a pretty wide variety of sources. And that's largely just because I've set up Google alerts around some key terms that I'm interested in. And whatever comes through on those alerts, I'll have a quick flick through just to keep up to speed with what's happening and what's on trend in the marketplace at the moment.
By using the internet as his main resource, Mastroianni is able to continue learning and developing as an investor.
Domain publish quite a lot, so they tend to be in the alerts pretty often. And there's some good content on there, but it tends to be a bit generic, which is fine. And listen to podcasts. You know, this podcast is a great podcast, and there's lots of others that are out there focused around property and investment that you know, good 20-30 minute pieces that are easily consumed, and if you pick up an idea or two from that, you know, that's time well spent.
So if Mastroianni were to meet his past self from 10 years ago, what would he tell him?
Work harder. Work harder and, you know, concentrate more on your cash flow and your spending habits and get your lending or your borrowing positions in a better structure.
Looking to the future, Mastroianni's main source of excitement is the growth of rentvesting.
It's a trend that's rising in popularity, and it's great to be working with so many people that are inspired to take action and you know, create some change in their life by going about and building wealth. It's, you know, it's a really inspiring thing to see.
So how can you, the audience, get in touch with Mastroianni and learn more about his strategy and success?
You can reach out to me directly through the website. So go to loansonly.com.au. There's a couple of resources on there that can be of interest. If you would like a copy of my book, I am currently giving them away for free. So I'm happy to post you a copy of the Property Investor's Buyer's Guide. I was quite fortunate that it was listed in Money Magazine earlier this year as Book of the Month. So it's meant to be a decent read. So jump onto rentvesting.com.au and go to the free resources. There's plenty of stuff there to occupy your attention, and more than happy to send you a book if that's going to be of interest.
You can also check out Mastroianni's own podcast to hear even more.
So the podcast is aptly named the Rentvesting Podcast, so Rethink, Reinvent, Rentvest, and you can also listen to that on rentvesting.com.au.
Thank you to Peter Mastroianni, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Peter Mastroianni and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 0499881040 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.